a minute. Turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it.
Seems simple to say, but there really is no industry, no field of work that is not free from the changes that come with tech and innovation. And I can't really think of any other industry more in need of that type of work than the medical field. So with me today, I have two UIC med students. I have Susan Doe and Mauricio Borda. Welcome to Technori Live.
Hi.
Thank you.
So let's talk about this big event you got coming up in a week called the Future of Medicine Summit. It's bringing together eight different medical schools in the Chicago area, and it seems like there's a lot of things that are really bubbling there. So what is the Future of Summit, Future of Medicine Summit?
So the Future of Medicine Summit actually started, it's planned by students. And so we, as we were, you know, learning in the medical curriculum, we were all joined together by this fact that we realized that there's not really very many opportunities for us to learn about innovation in healthcare and what's going on currently in the system. And so we wanted to plan this summit to bring together medical students from all the Illinois medical schools, and then also bring together students from other disciplines, nursing, dentistry, business, engineering. So we wanted to really have this summit where we could get together with our peers, but then also professionals from the tech and innovation industry, where we could come together, brainstorm, learn about what's going on, and we really wanted to bring that opportunity to a larger audience. And
yeah, so did this event originate at UIC? Is that where the concept first was born?
So the concept originated in the University of Illinois. We actually have multiple campuses, so it was a couple of students from there. And yeah, it just kind of bloomed. We kind of combined two different events that were going to happen, which is a summit and a workshop with a design school in Stanford. And we just combined that into one conference, and that's what's happening this Saturday.
So Susan, I want to go back to something you said. You noted that you felt you and many of your peers felt like there was a need to be involved in tech and innovation. Why was that need there?
So I think the changes that are going on constantly in the healthcare system and in technology itself can be overwhelming. And the current medical education doesn't completely prepare us for that, because we have to learn all the basics about the body, disease. And so we thought that, you know, it would be great to learn about what's going on by experts in the industry. And so we have great speakers from Chicago's startup community, physicians who turned into business leaders and design directors. And so we thought that would be a great way to fill this need. And by having it yearly, it would be a great way to build community and network together.
So what was it like bringing together the community? Like I said, there's eight different universities that are part of this upcoming summit. How was that made possible?
Yeah, it was pretty difficult. We each had to try to find some student in the other schools willing to do this. And they kind of became the spokesperson for that school. And then once we had a point of contact at each school, they went about promoting it at their own school. And yeah, the response has been very, very positive. Everyone seems very excited to meet other medical students, because we do have time to meet people in our own class, but we rarely collaborate with other medical students, especially in the whole state of Illinois. That's very rare. So this is like a good opportunity to connect with other people.
And so what's some of the vision with this project? Where do you see this going as it continues to develop and grow over the next few years?
So we would really want to emphasize starting this interdisciplinary training and networking earlier on in medical education, because that's what the healthcare team would look like in the future. And if you wanted to branch out later in your training to do something that's like business-oriented or tech startup-oriented, that you had the skills to go and do that, or at least the network to reach out to people who knew how to do the finer skills like that.
And just to add to that, Susan and I are in a special co-curricular track at UIC, which is called the Innovative Medicine Program, IMED. And they are doing a good job of merging technology with medicine, and that's not seen in too many schools. So we wanted that to be available to other people who are interested in the space, but maybe their school doesn't offer that program. And on top of that, we are going to have a speaker that is innovating the residency program at UIC to incorporate innovation and knowing how to network and get your ideas out into the market. So you're going to have more of a better pathway and know the resources you need if you have an idea how to execute that idea.
So how do you two budget your time? Because I just know from the few people in my life who I've watched go through medical school, I see how much of their time is eaten up. It amazes me that you want to decide to take on business entrepreneurship on top of that. So how do you organize your week around these two very different fields of study?
So the program directors at the innovation program, medicine program that Mauricio was mentioning before, they're very aware of our hectic schedule, so they try to make time available that works the best for us. But in terms of planning events like this, I'm really grateful to have like a wonderful team so we could divide and conquer skills and all the things involved. But it's definitely been a learning experience trying to balance med school and all these other interests. But I think really the excitement gets me through it. It gives me the energy. But yeah.
Yeah. Do you find that with, on your end, having to learn more about the startup world, having to educate the startup world about the world of medicine? Like, is there a cross communication in that way where you have to educate the business world about what you do?
Yeah, so a lot of startups in the medical industry do have like medical directors where they get their medical information from, but there's not enough physicians out there who are actually doing innovation on their own due to what you said, time constraints. So yeah, so this is an opportunity to give you the tools you need to make an idea go forward if you need it.
Yeah, I imagine time constraints obviously being the big one, but I would imagine that these type of programs, these types of education, and this need to learn these types of things was not apparent 5 years ago. So, I mean, it's exciting to see that we're on the cutting edge here. So what has it been like for the two of you to start developing relationships in the startup world and start to implement more of that business mindset into your careers? What's been challenging about it, and what has been fulfilling about it? Like, does it get you inspired to develop some of your own business ventures down the road?
Yeah, so we were talking about this earlier, actually. I think being a medical student does open a lot of doors for you, and we're really fortunate for that. And as we were saying, like, if we wanted to find a faculty mentor who was involved in trying to get a project of theirs off the ground because they saw something in the clinic, a problem that they wanted to address through some sort of innovative way, we could reach out to them and get that going, get that mentorship relationship. In terms of the business world, we've had the fortune to go to Matter and go to some of their events there and meet some startup companies and get our foot in the door and sort of learn what startup companies are doing, which has been great. But I think I'm still looking to find that business connection for like a project that really inspires me, and I haven't done that yet. I think we definitely have that option open to us, mm-hmm. just medical students right now in general. So,
yeah. Before we close this off, I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about the medical industry and maybe touch on some pain points that the two of you have been noticing that kind of created this need for this summit and things, places in the industry that need innovation. What are those? Or maybe those will be discovered as we move along. I don't know.
No, so there's so much innovation that needs to happen in the hospital setting. It's kind of incredible, actually.
Yeah,
we spent a whole summer in this clinical immersion program with bioengineering students, just doing needs assessment and seeing what can be fixed. And man, I guess when you work in something, you realize, I mean, you don't realize what has to be fixed. You just kind of get used to it and you do workarounds. And we're new to the clinic. We're going there with naive eyes, I guess. And we just see things that can be fixed so easily. Like, for example, this is not like a tech fix, but it's more like a cultural fix. Surgeons do surgery standing up. You know what I mean? And then at the end of the day, they have back pain and they hurt because they have lead on them for the whole day. You could just sit down. And actually, one of the physicians we worked with does sit down. And it was an easy fix. You know what I mean? It's just sitting down. Like, it's not that hard. But there's other stuff that require a little more technical analysis and just doing the right needs assessment. There's just so much in the hospital that can be fixed.
Well,
if I can add.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I think maybe the main pain point right now is the fact that we have compartmentalized medicine as its own science, as its own discipline from business and technology to a certain extent. I mean, there's better ways that those two realms could be connected, and I think what we're doing right now at the summit is one way to address that.
Yeah.
And making sure that people are aware that there is this great opportunity to bring these this innovation technology startup community together with medicine earlier on.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what we're here for, is bringing awareness to projects like these. So on that note, where can people go to learn more about this summit?
Yeah, if you just go to fmsillinois.com, right there you can buy tickets. It's $18 for general admission. And we do offer a discount for medical students and allied health students for $12. And that'll be this Saturday.
All right, Susan, Mauricio, I'm very excited about where this movement might lead, and thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much.
All right, you can listen to this and many more of our Technori podcasts on technori.com, or you can look up the Technori Live podcasts also on iTunes. And you can follow me at Freilich Sean on Twitter. And that's it for us. Have a good night.